We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Piri Varivia, Halacha Gimel, and we're in middle of paragraph Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, which has been a long paragraph. We're up to the sub-paragraph, V'alkein Ze HaCheresh Shechai Chaim Toivim. In our sets, it's page 50, the right-hand column, about the middle of the page. Reb Nosson Zal now is wrapping up this halacha. We spoke elaborately about the story of the seven betlers, and the second betler specifically, the second tzaddik, who appeared as if he couldn't hear. But he said in reality, his hearing is perfect. It's just that he closes his ears to all the narishkeit, to all the foolishness of this world, the materialistic world. And that allows him to live a good life where he's not lacking anything at all. V'alkein, and therefore, based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand why Ze HaCheresh, this deaf betler, Shechai Chaim Toivim B'li Shum Chisorim, who was able to show how he lived a good life and was not lacking anything at all, Loi Hoyo Shemea Shum Koil Shel Ze Ho'ilam. He appeared deaf because he wasn't listening to any of the sounds of this world, shekulam heimibchinas chesroinos, which are all about people talking about what they don't have, what they're missing, what they're lacking, what's not good. Kize tolui boze, because these two factors are dependent on each other. Kikol hachesroinos heimibchinas koil hachoizer kanal. As we explained earlier, the fact that in this world, in this physical, materialistic world, people feel as if they're lacking things is because of the fact that this world is an echo of Hashem's original voice, Kavyochel. Hashem's original statement of creation was called Kol Yosher. That was a voice, a sound that came from Hashem. And the tzimtzum, the constriction that Hashem had to do in order to bring about the creation of this world, the fact that Hashem had to constrict himself and limit himself and make room for creation, that limiting is a concept of chisorin, lacking, absence, Hashem taking himself out of a place to a degree, in a sense. That's referred to as this koil choizer. Shehu klolius kol hakoilois shel zeh hoilam. And that's a composite of all the sounds of this world. Shekulam heim chesroines kanal. It's all about lackings. Aval hu, whereas this betler, this great tzaddik, chai chayim toivim she'ein bohem shum chisorin. He said he was privileged to live such a good life that he wasn't missing anything at all. Ki hu medabek atzmoi rak lebechinas koil hayosher hanimshach mechay achayim, because he focuses only on attaching himself to Hashem, to that koil yosher which comes from the source of all life. Sheshom ikar hashlemus b'li shum chisorin v'tzimtzum. There, everything is perfect. There's nothing missing. There's nothing lacking. There's no tzimtzum. V'hu mechaya es kulam. And Hashem is the one who gives life to everything. He's the source of all energy. Kishom shoyrish hachaim toivim b'li shum chisorin klal. Because in the koil yosher, in Hashem, there, that's the source of good life where nothing is lacking at all. And therefore, anything, the more an item is closer to Hashem, the more we see it is not lacking in anything. In this entire world, in this entire planet, what location is closest to Hashem? Eretz Yisrael? The Torah defines Eretz Yisrael as loy sechsar koil bo. There's nothing lacking in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is missing that. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is the part of this world that's most and best connected to Hashem, to that koil yosher. I'm sure it's not coincidence that the word Yisrael, Yisrael, Yud Shin Reish, Kel, is that yosher, that connection to Hashem, who is called koil yosher in this context. So to Shabbos, Shabbos is the time that's closest to Hashem, Tchilo Mikroi Kodesh, the holiest time. Shabbos is a time where when a person is not allowed to. Number one, we don't ask for things on Shabbos. We don't ask for refuah. We don't ask for parnas. Why? Because we're not lacking anything. On Shabbos, we have everything. If we were to be asking for those things, it would imply chisorim. Shabbos is loy sechsar koil bo. And so too, the tzaddik, the true tzaddikim, who are the people, that's the level of creation between doimim, tzomea, chai, medabra, the different levels of creation, inanimate objects, plants, animals, humans. Humans are the highest level. Within humans, it's the Jewish people. Within the Jewish people, it's the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the one who is not lacking in anything. He's the one who comes closest to shleimus. Ki me'achar shedveikim shom, because once a person is attached over there, they're attached to that koil yosher, they're attached to Hashem, bevadai ein loy shum chisorim. That person is not lacking anything at all. Kishom kol hashleimus, because that's where all perfection and completion is to be found. Aval kol hakoiloi shal zeh ho'ilam, but if you want to talk about the sounds of this world, what people are broadcasting in this world, you turn on the news, what do you hear? You hear what's lacking. This one doesn't have this, this country doesn't have it. Shehem b'chinas koil ha-choizer, that's all about the koil ha-choizer, this echo, b'chinas chisroinois, enoi shomea klal. This betler refuses to hear that at all. V'hu chereish mamish me'elei ha-koilois. He's completely deaf to those sounds. He doesn't hear any iota of anything that's lacking or missing, which would be that echo. Because he is always living and attached to that koil hayosher, which is the concept of a good life where a person is not lacking in anything. There's a famous story of a person who once came, I think, to the Mizritch Magid, and the person was crying his heart out. He's suffering. He has so much problems and so much this and everything. This was a successful businessman who had thousands of things, good things in his life, but yet miserable, unhappy. So the Mizritch Magid said, I know a doctor that can help you. He lives in the city of Anapoli. His name is Dr. Zusha. Go see him. You'll have the answer to all your problems. He goes to Anapoli. He asks for a doctor. There's no doctor in Anapoli. There's a Reb Zusha, the Rebbe Reb Zusha. There's no doctor. Okay, he's got to go see him. Where does he live? They say, well, it's hard to describe because you can't really see where he lives. It's like a hut, you know. P.S. He ends up going and finding Reb Zusha and seeing what he's living in. His cats. That this person's cats live in a better cat house than what Reb Zusha lived in. And he comes over and he says, are you Dr. Zusha? No, I'm not a doctor, but I'm Reb Zusha. He said, well, the Mizritcha, I was told I was sent here because I have a lot of problems and a lot of things, and I was told that you could help me. And he looked at him, I don't know why they sent you to me. I don't know anything at all about problems. I don't know what a problem is. What could possibly be a problem? I mean, you believe in Hashem and you... Where's the problem? V'zeh b'chinas. And this is what the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a couple of tidbits from the Torah where the Torah uses this word deaf, you know, a deaf person. V'zeh b'chinas. And this is what the Pasuk says in Yeshayah chapter 42. Hachershim shmo'u. You deaf ones, listen carefully. What do you mean? A guy who's deaf can't listen. How do you tell a deaf person to listen? The answer is, again, the Pasuk is implying a person who deafens himself to what he's not supposed to be listening to, paying attention to. Bechinas, and as the Pasuk also in Yeshayah chapter 3, it uses the word when it describes Moshiach, the greatest of tzaddikim, it calls him Chacham Charoshim, the wise person who deafens, who silences, that when he speaks, everybody's listening. You know, everybody's here. Ki hacheresh hazeh, Because this great tzaddik, this deaf person, who has the ability to close his ears to all the sounds of the materialistic world, where people are just complaining and complaining and they don't have this, who shomea yoiser mikol hoylam? His hearing is 20/20. He's hearing better than anybody. The chachmosoi oila al kulam. And therefore, his chachma, his intellect, his knowledge is way above everybody else. This term, chacham charoshim, is used when a person sees a super, super great mind who is called chacham charoshim. Ki rak ze ikra hachachma. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the you want to know what the most important seichel is in this world for a person to have? Lavor al kol hachochmoy shel ze hoylam, to have the ability to pass over, to skip over all the chochmas of this world, not to get ensnared and caught up with all the narishkeit of this world, all the attractive chochmas, the chochma of the fashion industry, the chochma of this, the chochma of all of these chochmas, hanimshochim ebechinas koil hachoizer, which are all coming from that koil hachoizer, that echo, uladabek esatzmoy lekoil hayosher, and for the person to attach himself to the source, which is the koil hayosher, hanimshach mechai hachayim, which comes from Hashem, who is called the source of all life, sheze ikar hachayim amitim, that's called truly living. Bechinas chayim toiv manal, that's called having a real good life. Ashrei hazoicha lezeh, fortunate is the person who's privileged to live their life this way. Paragraph Lamed Hey. Now Rav Nosson Zal attaches an additional piece to the halacha, where he's going to discuss the mitzvah of Mila as it relates to everything we were learning about. Usually, when you see something like this, it's very likely that Rav Nosson Zal was having a bris mila in his family at the time or a close friend, and because of that, his mind was focusing on that, and he was immediately able to draw, to find the connections to what he was learning at the time, what he was writing at the time, his chidushei Torah, to what was the current events, whatever major event was going on in his life. Paragraph Lamed Hey, v'zeh b'chinas mitzvas mila. Everything we've been learning here about the koil yosher and about the koil chayzer and about the chesroinos and about how people, the more people try to get more and more involved in materialism, acquiring more, they think if they just have one more car or a bigger house or more this, it's going to make them more feel more fulfilled and complete. It ends up working exactly the opposite way. The more the person has, the less fulfilled they feel. The bigger the hole. The richer, the more debt. Person would say, what are you, it's impossible, it's ridiculous. It's real, it's very real. Check with their bankers, check with the people who are handling their finances. You'll see it's true. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara. When the Gemara speaks about the organ of the body, the yesoid, that a person uses for reproduction, the wording in the Gemara is mar evoy, that the more a person starves that organ, meaning the less he gives into that organ, the more satisfied, the more fulfilled it feels. Masbioi, the more a person tries to pursue it, to give it more of what it desires, the more unfulfilled the person feels. That's the wording in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, in terms of giving us advice to know that in this world, less is more. The less a person takes from Gashmi's material, the more fulfilled, the more happy, the stronger and healthier the person will be. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvas mila, and this is all tied into the great mitzvah of mila, shehu mitzvah shekiblu Yisrael b'simcha, k'mo yisham Rabbi Seinazal. The Gemara praises this mitzvah in telling us that this is a mitzvah which the Jews accepted with happiness. Shehu b'chinas tikkun abris. And that's the whole concept of tikkun abris, which is tied into simcha. The more a person keeps himself pure in loyalty to his wife and purity in the area of tikkun abris, the happier a person is. And the more chas v'shalom unhappy a person is, the more vulnerable that person is, chas v'shalom, to all kinds of straying. Ki ha'orla humum. Because this foreskin that appears on the organ is actually a mum. It's a defect. Bechinas chisorain. It's something wrong, in a sense. It's something lacking. It's a deficiency. Ki hamum hu chisorain. Because we know a mum means a defect, is referred to as something that's lacking. Va'afilu yoser ever. And even a person having an additional organ than what he's supposed to have, a person who has six fingers, b'chinas chisorin. We know that that's not, wow, he's so lucky, he's got six fingers, he can do more. No, he can do less. Now, if Hashem designed a person to be with so much, more is a deficiency, it's a defect, it means it's a chisorin. V'zehu b'chinas ha'orlo. And this is the whole concept of this orla that a man is born with. Shehu yisroin. It's an extra piece of flesh, bechinas moisrois, which is the term that we use for all kinds of excesses that a person has in life, which are called moisrois. Moisrois means an excess. Aval be'emes hu chisoroin umum. However, this excess is actually a deficiency, a defect. It's something lacking. As Rashi points out in Chumash, Bereishis, chapter 17, when Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu, and he said to him, Hishalech lefonai, go before me, veheye tomim, and be complete. I want you to be complete, whole. So Rashi says over there, shekol zman sheho'or lebecho, ato balmum lefonai. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, so long as you still have that extra piece of flesh, that orla, you are a balmum, you're defective. Kizeo b'chinas, this is what the Gemara, the famous statement in the Gemara, that the Gemara mentions many times, kol hamoisif goyrea, that in many circumstances, a person who adds is actually subtracting, taking away. Person likes salt on their food. We know you put on just the right amount and it brings out the rich, full flavor in the food item. A little bit more, another spoonful, and it does the opposite. Shehu b'chinas ha-klipois shenikroim moisrois. This is the whole concept of the klipois, which are referred to throughout the Torah as moisrois, excesses. Shezeo b'chinas Ashtei osor yirios izim, kamuva, kayadua. The Zohar HaKadosh mentions this in talking about the Mishkan. We're reading these parshias in the Torah right now. We're up to Parshas Kisisa. When it speaks about the curtains of the Mishkan, it says that there were 11 curtains made from goat's hair. So now we know that in Hebrew, the number 12 is shteyosor. Shteyosor is 12. You add a letter to that, ashteyosor, you add an ayin to shtey, and it becomes 11. I add it, and I'm subtracting. Kol hamoisiv goyrea. Shteymosor is 12, ashteyosor is 11. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that that's actually what it's referring to. These 11, we know that the number 11, the Meforshim bring, in Hebrew is yud aleph. Yud is 10, aleph is 1. Yud, when I write it as a word, it's Yud Vav Dalet, which is 10 plus 6 plus 4, which is 20. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, which is 1, 30 and 80, which is 111. 111 and 20 is 131, which is Bigimatria, the Samach Mem. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, the angel of death, the Soton, the Yetzirah. He's represented by the number 11. 11 represents the Soton, the 11 spices of the Ktoiris, which includes in it the Chelbana, the foul-smelling one. And here again, these 11 curtains. So this number 11 teaches us this lesson of Kol Hamoisiv Goyrea. I'm adding 70. 70 represents the 70 nations of the world. That they are a concept of Kol Hamoisiv Goyrea. The more, the less. By them, more is less. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Ki be'emes royim b'chush. Because the truth is, we see this in real life. Sheho orlo hu yisroin beguf ha'odom. That the orla, that foreskin on the organ, is something extra. It's an excess, ki ein, meaning excessive, totally unnecessary. Ki ein shum eiver ba'odom. Because there is no other organ in a person, she'im yachtechu mimenu chaticha, which if you remove a piece of it, yishoyer ho'ever betachles hashleimus, the organ will remain whole, complete, yoyser mi batchila, more so than it was before you removed that part of the organ. B'li shum chisorn, that it'll be perfect, it won't be lacking anything. The only place in the body where you see that is when it comes to the mila. That it's only after cutting away, slicing away, removing the orla, that foreskin. The hapriya, and then performing the process of priya, which is folding over the skin, mizgale hoatora. Then the crown of that organ is revealed. V'royin b'chush, and everybody can see sheze ikar tavnes o'ever b'emes, that this is the real shape that Hashem intended for that organ. Tselem demus tavnisoi. This is the shape that Hashem intended for that organ to be, kaviochel, in the image of Hashem. The proper demus of it, of how it was intended to be. V'ho'orla, Shehoi Solov, and that orla that was covering it, Hirak Klipo Mamish. It's only a husk, a peel, like you have an orange. You know, we know the orange, in order to get to the orange, you have to remove the peel. Kamoi Moitz, Voteven, Vishar HaKlipo is just like chaff when it comes to grain. It comes encased, the kernel comes encased in a chaff. Shesoviv HaTvu VaPerish, which surrounds the actual grain or the actual fruit. She'ein nikor hapri kiim kemafrishnu mavdilim imenu haklipo akademis lapri, whereby you will only see the actual fruit only if you separate and remove from it the covering, that outer covering, the klipa that precedes it. Kamoi kein mamish royim b'chush, so too you can actually see lemi shemistakel al huemes, to a person who wants to be honest, sheha orla hi klipa mamish, that the orla is nothing more than a husk. Ukeshechoitchin umafrishnu mavdilen oisa, and when we cut it away and we separate it, we remove it from the actual organ, oz nira ikar amitius tselem dmus adam digdusha. That's when we see the true image, the true holy image of the man, the way Hashem intended him to be. Ki oz nizgale ho'atora b'shleimus, because that's when the crown of that organ is revealed perfectly, b'lishum heker chatoch, without seeing any indication of a cut or a wound. There's no wound, it doesn't look wounded or harmed in any way. On the contrary, it looks perfect. Because this is how Hashem created that organ intentionally, that it is unique, it is different from all other organs in the body. Because there is no other organ in the human body where if you cut away part of it, its appearance will be perfect, whole, like this organ after cutting away the orla and performing the act of priya. Nimtza. We see therefore, kishemavirin horla, that when we remove this orla, shehu hamum, which is this defect, this deficiency, bechinas chisorin, which is a lacking in the person, bechinas taivas oilom hazeh v'chochmosov, which represents all the materialistic desires of this world. I want this, I want that, meaning I don't have. I want something implies I don't have. I'm missing this, I'm missing that. The chachmosav, and all the chachmas of these world, all the secular wisdoms, which we learned a few pages ago, are also full of chisor and full of lacking. Shekulam chisroinois. All of these are chesroinois, hanimshochim mehamoisrois, which come from the klipois, they come from the excesses. All of these lackings come from excess. The more the person, the more they feel how much they're lacking and missing, unhappy, dissatisfied. Bibchinas kol hamoisif goireya, as the Gemara says, the more you add, the more you're actually subtracting. Ukishemavir hamoisrois. And when a person removes and gets rid of the excess, oz daiko nishlam hachisorain, then the lackings are filled in, become complete, become whole. Ki oz daiko nikro tomim, because that's when the person acquires this title tomim that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, bechinas hishalich lefonai veheye tomim. Ki oz daiko yochoy ledabe gesatzmoy bechaya chayim. Because then the person can attach himself to the source of life, Sheshom Kol Hashleimus, which is the place of all perfection and completeness. The Alkane, and therefore, Mitzvah Milo hi mitzvah shekibli Yisrael besimcha. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of Milo is a mitzvah which the Jews accepted with happiness, and we perform it still today with simcha. We drink wine at the time. We have a suda mamish. It's a celebration. A bris milah is a celebration. We don't do that for every mitzvah. We don't make a suda when we buy a pair of tzitzis, when we buy a pair of tefillin. Ki kishemevatlin hamoisrois, because when we succeed in getting rid of the excesses, shehem hachesroinois, which are really shortcomings, deficiencies, Shehem b'chinas taiva soilam azev avolov, which represents all the materialistic desires of this world and all the nonsense, azai zoiche ledabik atzmoi b'chinas koil hayosher. Then the person is zoiche to attach himself to that koil hayosher b'chai hachayim sheshom shoyresh hasimcha. That's the source of all happiness. Shoyresh kol ha'asoramin inigina. That's the source of the ten types of song. Remember, we spoke about the 10 statements of creation, which corresponded to the 10 types of song, of which the first one, statement number one, the hidden statement, Bereshis, was the Koil Yosher, which included in it all 10 statements and all 10 types of song. Interesting, the Tikkuni Zohar says that the word Bereshis is made up of two words, Shir, it has the word Shir in it, song, and To'ev, Tof Aleph Vez, which means desire, yearning, like a song of yearning to Hashem, of desire for Hashem, also representing these 10 types of song. Sheshom Shoyres, exactly, Sheikr Simchosan Ushleimusan, the main happiness and completeness, perfection of the world and of the Jewish people is, Hu kishenechlolem b'koil hayosher, is when we're able to plug into that koil hayosher, sheze zoichen al yidei mitzvah smila, which we're able to accomplish through the mitzvah mila, al yidei shemavirin horla, by getting rid of the excess, shehu amoisrois, shehu amum v'chisorim, shayidei ze zoichen levate lachiza saklipois, hanechaz b'koil hachoyzer, by doing that, we destroy the hold that the klipos, the forces of tuma have, where they attach themselves to that koil choizer, v'oz nichlal hakoil bebechinas koil hayosher, and when we remove the klipos, when we remove the negative from the koil choizer, then the koil choizer is able to become reconnected to its source, which is the koil yosher, sheze ikar shleimus asor min enegina. This is the perfection of the 10 types of song, hatluyim betikan abris, which are dependent on Tikkun HaBris, Shehu Shleimus HaSimcha. This is the ultimate completion and perfection of Simcha. And now Rav Nosson Zal throws an additional incredible thing. Because the whole basis of this whole halacha, if you recall from the beginning, was based on the chapter in the Kutiman where Rabbeinu Zal said, Simcha is a great thing. But the Simcha is not perfect unless you can take the yoga in Vanacha and bring that into Simcha. Unless you can take the wife and bring her into the Simcha. We gave many examples of it, of converts, the Chelban and the Ktoiris. Ktoiris is Simcha. Ktoiris is not, Ktoiris has 10 beautiful smelling things. That's not Ktoiris yet. The Shleimus HaSimcha is only when you're able to take the Chelbana, the foul smelling thing, and include that in the Simcha. That was the Shleimus. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how we do that in Bris Mila. V'zeh b'chinas Mila u'priya. And with this, we'll understand the two-step procedure that takes place at a Bris Mila. We know the Gemara says that the Arabs, they do Mila also, but they only do the Chituch, not the Priya. And the Gemara says, Mol v'loi pora, keilu loi mol. If a person only does the first step of the Bris Mila, which is cutting away of the foreskin, but they don't do the Priya, that wrapping around of the skin, it doesn't count. And now you go, this is one of maybe 15 places in the Kut Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal shows what the Priya is all about. V'zeh b'chinas Mila u'priya. Now we'll understand the two steps. Ki kishemavirin toikiv hazuama. Because when we succeed in removing the super, super filth, the super tumma, Shehi ha'orla, which is that foreskin represents something that's all bad, that must be gotten rid of. When we succeed in getting rid of that, and that represents ra gomor, something that's total evil, like a molek, oz yecholin litpois shar haklipois, then we have the ability to take hold of the other klipois, Sheyesh bohem oid achizas hayoga in vanocha, which still have some of that yoga in vanocha attached to them, letoich hasimcha, to grab them and include them in the simcha. Shezeu bechinas klipas hapriya. This is the concept of there's two klipois. There's the orla and there's the priya. The orla is something that has to be gotten rid of and thrown out. The priya. Shehi bechinas noiga, which the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, the priya represents addressing the klipas noiga, which is twilight. It's good and bad. It's eitz hadas toivara. Shenichlal betoich hakdusha, where we have the ability to take the good part of noiga and bring it into the kedusha, and that's what's accomplished by the mitzvah of priya. Shezeu bechinas sosin v'simcho yasigu. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, that when a person is zoche to achieve super simcha, which is at a bris mila, which is called sasain, like we just read 2 days ago in Megillah Esther, la'yudumaisa'oira v'simcha v'sasain v'kor, the Gemara says sasain zumila. So at a bris mila, she'toifsin hayogo in vanocho l'toicha simcha. We have the ability to grab the klipas noiga, where the good and bad is, through the mitzvah of priya, we're able to take that and the good of that and integrate it into the kedusha. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal completes this halacha. Then he adds one more little tickle. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says in chapter 149 in Tehillim. Roimemois keil b'groinam, they praise Hashem with their throats, which means singing the praises of Hashem, the 10 types of song, v'cherev pifiyos biyodam, and they carry the double-edged sword in their hand. That's the knife of the moel, as we'll see. Shemarames al mitzvahs mila kiyodua. The Sforim HaKdoshim quote that pasuk related to bris mila. That's this cherev pifiyos. Kayide mila machniin horla. Because through the mitzvah of Mila, we subdue the Orla, Shehi HaSitra Achra, which represents the essence of the Sitra Achra, the real severe tumah, Bechinas Moisrois, the excesses, which have to be gotten rid of, Shehu Bechinas Chisroinois, that represents the lackings, the shortcomings, the defects, hanechas bebechinas koil hachoizer, which attach themselves to that echo, the koil choizer, which is this world. Ve'oz zoichin ledabek esatzmei bechinas koil hayosher. And once a person gets rid of that, then they're able to attach themselves to the koil hayosher, shehu bechinas roi memois keil begroinam, which is this beautiful sound that's coming from the throats. That's what the roi memois keil begroinam is referring to. It's referring to the koil yosher. Shezeh bechinas asora min enegina. That's referring to the 10 types of song, shein bechinas tikkun abris, which represent tikkun abris. V'alkein noyagin lenagin zeh haposik roi memois keil kishyesh milah. And Rav Nosson Zal says that's why there are people that have a custom to sing this pasuk at a bris milah, roi memois keil begroinam v'cherpiyas v'yadam, because this pasuk summarizes what we've been learning in this halacha about achieving simcha b'shleimus, which is the 10 types of song, which is the tikkun haklali, which a person only achieves when they have tikkun habris, which is the bris milah. Now Rav Nosson Zal just adds one line, min v'zehu b'chinas mitzvas milah, this last piece that we just covered, the last few paragraphs, tzorich iyun b'kama dvorim, requires clarification, period. Rav Nosson Zal is making it clear that he wrote this very, very short. It requires elaboration. And unfortunately, in many cases, he did not have the opportunity to go back and re-clarify. There are some rare cases in Likutei Halachos where you find he says that after I wrote this, I felt it wasn't complete. Let me go back and really clarify. Baruch Hashem, with this we complete this halacha, which was 35 pages, very significant. If you look back, you'll see that many, many things were clarified in this halacha, Baruch Hashem. Hold on a second. What's your name? Eliezer. Go. What do you say? Huh? We have a very important meeting now. That's why. I'd love to continue. I'll just give a very short intro to the next halacha. It's going to be speaking about when searching for a family to marry into. How do you recognize, what attribute can you recognize whether the family is kosher or unkosher? And that's a pretty big word. You know, kosher meaning legitimate Jews who date back all the way back to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov or not. And the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, Simon Beis, Sif Beis writes there that it's the midah of machloikis. Machloikis, fighting, get always fighting, getting into fights, disagreements, that kind of thing, that when we see that attribute in a family, that could imply, chas v'shalom, that there's a defect in their heritage, chas v'shalom. Going back to, and to stay away. Not recording? Yeah. We'll hold it over here for now. I apologize that we're cutting the shiur a little bit short right now. There's an important meeting that has to take place that I have to go to. Belina will try to make up for it in the next shiurim. Yes. Yes. Of